It's the Barry Gibb Talk Show.
Here we are.
Tonight, Barry's guests are...
In a room full of strangers.
Former California recall candidate, Arianna Huffington.
Discussing politics.
Lieutenant Governor, Cruz Bustamante.
And the issues of the day.
Author of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them.
I want to talk to you.
A fair and balanced look at the right. Author Al Franken.
You may not promise to.
And as always,
I'm still gonna talk to you.
Barry's brother, Robin.
I don't care what you say. Talking it up on the Barry Gibb Talk Show. Talking about issues. Talking about real important issues. Talking it up on the Barry Gibb Talk Show. Talking about Chelsea. Talking about crazy cool medallions. Talking it up on the Barry Gibb Talk Show. Checking out politics in this crazy, crazy time.
Ladies and your host, Barry Gibb.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to POV. I am your host, Robot Man. Today we will discuss some crazy shit John Travolta did. Wait. Oil can.
Well, it looks as though our plan to have a guest host this week has miserably failed. Very sorry about that. You're stuck with me then. David W. Torrance here with another highly requested and anticipated episode of POV. Glad to have you along for the ride. It's a Friday evening. Not a damn thing on TV. My lovely wife, Stephanie, said something about something, and it just got me in the mood to do the show. Good, thank goodness for her, it didn't get me in the mood to do something else. So anyway, I digress. We got a lot of stuff coming up on this episode 2.4. So much stuff, I'm not even going to mention it. We'll just get into it here in a few minutes. We will start out with, however, our usual niceties. If you do want to get hold of us, there's a couple of ways to do that, and they both are fairly similar. Number one, you can sniff. Number two, you can, what you're going to sniff, I won't tell you. Number two, which is really number one, you can email us at at hotomatic.com. Or you can just leave a comment in our comments receptacle. We really like that, and that's over at If you want to translate that to English, that's joelcrowservo.podomatic.com, the official POV website hosted by, of course, none other than Podomatic. I'll tell you what, right off the bat, let's get into some of our look this week at America's favorite form of televised democracy. Yes, it's the highly anticipated American Idol update for this week. Let me drop my papers on the floor while I'm at it. I'm only going to give you two names that should mean anything to you on American Idol. Lakeisha and Chris. Now, what Chris's last name is, we're not really sure, but he's a curly-headed kid with the glasses and kind of got the Jack Osbourne look going on. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah. I don't know. You know, that little straight-haired, Middle Eastern boy that's kind of, he's kind of flaky, you know? You know what I'm talking about? I don't know why that bastard's still on there. I have no damned idea. They kicked off Taye Diggs, other than him, whatever that guy's name was. And I just, you know, I've not been impressed by this kid at all. I'm telling you, the only reason he's still on there is because every 12-year-old girl in America is voting for him.
Oh, look at him. He's got such cute hair, the little gay boy with cute hair.
I don't know that he's gay, but, you know, that's what they're all saying. You know, well, I can't stop 12-year-old girls from saying what they're saying. Damn it. But I'm telling you, Lakeisha and Chris, the guys this season are mostly a wash. Even Phil, he's okay. You know, I don't like his hats. I don't like his, but he was kind of creepy. He had kind of a dead Bing Crosby thing going about him, his look this week, and I didn't like it. But we still do like the Chris, and we definitely like Lakeisha. And I'm telling you, folks, all you people that have said Ryan Seacrest is gay, he knows what he's doing. You watch that show. What woman is he always giving the hugs to, giving the attention to, getting the, hey, can I have some? Give me some. It's Lakeisha. He knows. You want some loving? Go get the big girl. That's right. Ryan knows he ain't gay. He, you know, he knows what he's going for. He knows what he's doing. So that's and the girls were okay. The ones that were kicked off. I don't know. The curly-headed girl, I don't know what her name is. Samantha, I think. She shouldn't have went. You know, hey, que sera, sera. You know, that's what Doris Day says, bitch. But speaking of bitches and fat chicks, you know it. We're going to talk about Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, yeah, that was the American Idol update for this week, so that's all you need to know about the show, frankly. And this all ties in. American Idol, fat chicks, bitches. How's that tie in? Rosie O'Donnell ragging on, what's his name? What's his fiddle? Simon Cowell. Apparently, a few seasons ago, they kicked off this large woman named Frenchie because she was doing some Frenchies online on a porno site. She was having her own thing going on. And Rosie says that Simon Cowell is a racist because there's this little girl this season, Anastasia, I think is her name, that she's had some rather racy, nasty boobity pictures posted on the internet, but she had not a damn thing to do with it. There's some doubt that it's even her, apparently. So Rosie's like, well, you kicked off the fat black chick, but you kept the skinny Chicano one. What the hell's all this shit about? And she just starting shit. Well, Rosie, this is a message from one fat chick to another. It ain't me. I'm not the one that's saying it. This is from my lovely bride, Stephanie. She's proud to be a fat chick, and she says she's tired of your mouth, Rosie, that everything comes out of your mouth is either I'm fat or I'm gay, and it's nothing good, and she's tired of you trying to represent all the fat chicks because you don't, and you don't represent her at all. And I think everybody's sick of that Rosie damned idiot. I mean, she's taken that damn show over. No wonder Baba Wawa didn't show up on there anymore. She didn't want to compete for mouth time. I mean, no matter who they have on there, here's our guest, Denzel Washington. Well, Denzel, you know what? I want to talk about Gay Pride Day that we're having here in San Francisco. And Denzel just sitting there, yeah, whatever. I don't know. I think they should just take off The View. Because Price is Right's on across from the, you know, next channel over. Why the fuck have The View then? You don't understand? You don't understand? So there you go. Let's see, I'm going to say one little thing about the whole Anna Nicole Smith thing. The shit's finally winding down, even though Entertainment Tonight, every damn night, I just tune into it to see if they've got something else they can make up, that they can talk about, you know. It's news now is American Idol, which that ain't even really news, nobody cares. Anna Nicole Smith, that's the big news, or Grey's Anatomy, and that one dude calling the other dude gay, which he is gay, but you don't stand there and, you know, call him, you know, the famous F word. It's also an English word for cigarette. I mean, the poor guy looked just, you know, like, what? You know, like he'd been broadsided. You don't do that. That ain't nice. He seems to be a, you know, the guy, the kid that plays George on American Grays. Grays Idol. American Anatomy. Seems like a nice guy. As far as we'll go with that. This is all I'll say about the Anna Nicole Smith thing. Look, Anna Nicole's friends and family, if you cared about her as much as you do now that she's dead, when she was alive, if you cared about her as much then, she might still be alive now. Did you ever think about that? Bet you didn't, you fucking parasites. And of course, John Travolta, whom, you know, Robot Man was going to tell you a little bit about. Usually we expect the crazy Scientologist shit out of Tom Cruise. That's all you really expect out of him, frankly. No. Now John Travolta, who's got a hit movie, so he thinks he can, you know, mouth off. He told MSNBC, I believe, that if Anna Nicole Smith had only been a Scientologist, they might have been able to save her. You know, they've got retreats for that. Xenu can help. Which all I have to say is crazy fucking bullshit about that. Alright, and we're going to mention one more thing real quick. I don't talk politics on this show ever, because I don't want to talk about religion, unless it's Scientology, or politics. Because I don't want to offend anybody. This is just a goofy-ass... it's not a dog and pony show, remember. This is not a dog and pony show. It's a dog and monkey show. Preferably the monkey riding the dog show. Because that's the best kind of show there is. I ain't putting the show down at all. You know, we got that hoodoo going on over there, overseas, in the Iraq, you know? I'm just trying to talk like the common man, you know? Not like a trained broadcaster. You know that we got that stuff going on over there in the Iraq, you know, with the towel heads and the crazy people. You know, we got that shit going on over there. All I'm gonna say about it, I don't care about it. I don't give a crap what you're. I don't want to. Don't start it. I don't want to know what your politics are about it. I don't care. But we're over there now. That is America, and we've started it. We need to just finish it. How are we going to finish it? Take the fucking kid gloves off and start blowing some shit up. I'm getting tired of watching the news, and they've got, you know, they show a truckload of Habibs driving down the street waving rifles and machine guns. We should, in those, you know, news caravans or whatever, have a dude with a bazooka. That's for all you over there to understand. Some dude over there with a bazooka hiding in there, and when... you know, the truckload of Habibs goes by with the machine guns, blow the son of a bitch up. Oh, you know, and I know what they'll say if that happened. Oh, no, they were celebrating. This is how we celebrate over here. Well, you know what, over here? You know, over here? If we got a truckload of motherfuckers driving down the street waving rifles, they can only expect to get shot. Unless it's out in the country and it's hunting season, would we expect that kind of shit? You know, no. That ain't how you celebrate over there. Don't drive around, because we see a son of a bitch waving a rifle or a whole carload of them, the assumption is they want to kill people, preferably Americans. We're going to blow you up first. And that's the shit that needs to start happening. I'm tired of this crap. Those guys over there have so many rules and regulations against what they can do. It's just us getting blown up instead of the bad guy. We need to take time out to blow up the bad guy and do it now. There's your political message from me, Rudy Giuliani. Okay, what do we got? Oh, yeah, we got a listener mail segment we're going to do this week. We got quite a few comments and suggestions, and I quite appreciate them. One of them was very interesting. The others, not so. I believe it was Anthony from Paris. The one and only Anthony from Paris, whom we're very happy to still be listening. He's as pissed off now about this Arby's chick thing as I am. Just to refresh, if you didn't listen last week, and you can go back and download the show if you'd like, Arby's Delicatessens, or whatever the hell you call it, restaurants, are running a commercial with a chick in fishnet stockings. She calls Roseman upstairs, says, "Hey, come up here." And she's like, "Hey, I got something in mind." He's like, "Oh, yeah, I know what you got in mind. I'm going to go get some Arby's sandwiches." And instead of her point that, you know, please fuck me, I'm wearing fishnet stockings, any man in his right mind would pull his thing out and start with it. "No, not you, you dumb son of a bitch. You're going to go get some damn roast beef sandwiches." This should offend everybody. Every man in the world it should offend. So I said, I'm as good as my word. I said I would try to find the actual... you know, the commercial, so you guys could see it. It is on. It is on the commentary, on the comments receptacle for the previous episode. So go there, see it, and be offended. The problem is, some people aren't offended by this in quite the same way I am. There's actually an online petition going on to boycott Arby's, not because we're pissed off that this ridiculous, unrealistic shit, but it's that this commercial is offensive. You know, I just want to eat roast beef and beef and cheddar sandwiches at my Arby's. I just want a potato cake. But you're assaulting us with images of sexuality. Oh, I can't eat now. I've been assaulted by sex. Well, you know, piss off. You don't get the point, obviously. Don't go to Arby's then. It's the same thing as I'm not doing. I ain't going there until they get rid of this damn commercial and come on the air, Mr. Jim Arby, and apologize for this shit. And actually have the commercial where the guy goes upstairs, she's in the fishnets, he's like, hey, I'm going to bone you right now. Then we're going to go out and have some Arby's. That's the American way to... that's not just the American way. That's every man's way of doing things. And if you're a man, and your wife's wearing some fishnets, and you want to go eat a sandwich, just, drive your car off the mountain or something. I don't know, because you ain't a man in my book. And my book is quite large. Wrote it last week. Oh, dear me. Let's see. We got that done. Sure, we're going to try to blast the show pretty quick this week. We talked about the idiot Rosie. Oh, what else was in the viewer mail? Or if you're viewing this, and I don't know what you're watching. Listener mail. Oh, yeah. POV Whackjob, whoever that might be, had this to say about the show, that he felt that this season was much angrier and darker in tone than the previous season, which would be season uno. Well, POV Whack Job, I have to commend you on your insight, because I think you're absolutely right, because, frankly, I, David W. Torrance, am personally angrier and darker than last season. And, of course, as I mentioned, not darker in physical appearance. I have not gotten a tan. I'm still just a regular old white guy. So let's close up our listener mail for the week here. Send me some more next week, and I'll make fun of yours, too. Well, I love them DDDs and them DVDs. But I've bitched about on the show before the Star Wars DVDs. You know, they came out with a new set, and I'm like, hey, you know, better be some outtakes, better be some rare shit on here. No, it's just the first disc is the same thing they'd already put out. The second disc has, like, a Lego version of Star Wars, which I could give a shit. I don't know about you. Well, George Lucas has finally announced that coming this year will be the archival editions of all six films, and these will indeed have outtakes, TV specials, every damn Star Wars thing you could conceivably come up with will be on these DVDs. When's that going to come out? Hell if I know. Is it actually going to come out? Hell if I know. He's also supposed to put out like the original three in 3D this year. Is that really going to happen? I don't know. Shit. Is that one dude, Matt Damon, is he really going to play Captain Kirk? Shit, I don't know now. Nobody will say for absolutely sure. Apparently that wasn't, I said that last week. Now they're like, we don't know. We really want Matt Damon to, I don't know. Fuck them. Matt Damon. I ain't nothing about him. I ain't nothing against him. I think he's been good in quite a few films. At least he's not, they didn't cast Spock in the role of, or Ben Affleck in the role of Spock. You were thinking the same thing, weren't you? I know. Speaking of Star Wars, there's that other thing. It's apples and oranges. There's the Star Wars and there's the Star Trek. Have you been watching this? The remastered versions of the original show? Those are pretty damn cool. I saw the Doomsday Machine the other night, which had the worst damn special effects of any science fiction program I'd ever seen in my life. They spent about a nickel. Maybe a quarter. I'll give them that. They spent a quarter on the special effects for that episode. Well, now what they've done is went back, digitally cleaned up the episodes. They look... Actually, I think they're made to be high definition now, supposedly. I don't know how that works, but there you go. And taken out all the original special effects and replaced them by nice new digital stuff. And it's cooler than hell, man. It's great. I mean, they did a damn good job on this. So watch out on your local TV affiliate on the weekends for the new remastered Star Trek. It's good stuff. None of this fucking Stargate or damn Battlestar Galactica with the pedophile running the ship. Oh, Star Trek. Watch that. This is the guy screwing the green women. That's what we want to see. Alright, what else we got on the list here? Well, we had a big reunion a couple of weeks ago. The Polish, you know, the Sting and the Andy and the Stewart, they got back together. And apparently they're quite happy to be back together. And they're going to be doing a tour, and everybody's real jazzed about it. Well, at the same time, there was also the announcement that the mighty Van Halen were coming back. Yes, the one and only Van Halen. They were going to do a, I believe, 40-date tour. The band, as of now, Dave, yes, Diamond David Lee Roth on lead vocals, Eddie Van Halen on guitar, Alex Van Halen on drums, and on bass, not Michael Anthony anymore. He pissed them off, apparently. Now they've got Wolfie Van Halen on bass, because he's the second coming of Jack Bruce, apparently. I mean, I don't know. Dave says he's good, and I think if he wasn't, Dave would be like, oh, this kid can't fucking play. Get them the hell out of here. But Dave's actually said, yeah, he's damn good. So, all right, whatever. You know, that's cool. I mean, we'll see March 12th on a Monday on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame how this is going to work out. All the band members except Gary Cherone, who was their singer for like a year or maybe a month or something, that Van Halen 3 piece of crap, is going to be there. So we'll see how this works. But as of right now, it's been announced that the tour has been put on indefinite hiatus. Okay, so, I mean, you tell me, why is that? Why is it on indefinite high? I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Someone close to the band apparently has said that, hold on, just look. You know, they want to put things closer to, the Hall of Fame thing and all that good crap and whatever. And, you know, all right, that's fine. But I'll tell you what, it tells you something when I tell you that the new Van Halen album that's coming out ain't a damn new thing about it. It's Van Halen, the best of. All David Lee Roth tracks from the Roth years. What's the problem with that? Well, out of their last four albums, three have been best ofs. That's a bunch of shit. And why am I also worried about this reunion? That I don't think it might be all that it can be, other than, you know, drunk-ass Eddie Van Halen? Well, it could be. I don't know if you've heard this. My lovely wife, she's so wonderful, Stephanie, introduced me to this little ditty. And I want you to be able to hear it for yourself. And you'd be the judge. Is this Van Halen reunion going to be full of shit? Is it going to be like this? So are you with me here? Do you see what I'm talking about? I hope that's not the way it is. I really hope so, but we shall see. I'll keep up with it for you here on POV. Well, anyway, to wrap up the show tonight, because we're already at 24 minutes, so of course that means, you know, we're wrapping the show up. We've got one more of your favorite segments right here, just for you. It's known as...
What the hell is that guy singing about anyway?
And this week's edition is quite short. It's got some of the sweet southern rock stylings of the one and only Marshall Tucker Band.
Heard it in love.
You know, there's only really one thing. There's only really one thing to say about this. There's a couple of things, actually. Number one, you're a southern rock band, like Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, all that crap. You got a flute player. Well, there's your first problem. Number two is just the words of the song. Heard it in a love song. Can't be wrong. Marshall, Mr. Tucker, excuse me, I don't know who the hell told you that, but they're full of shit. That's just not true. That's not right at all. I mean, you know, if you'd listened to our last version of What the Hell's That Guy Singing About, you would have heard Into the Night. That's a love song, and it's full of shit. I mean, you know, really? You go as far back as, you know, True Love Ways. It don't work like that. Heard it in a love song, can't be wrong. Is that kind of like, saw it in a monster flick, must be true? Heard it on The View, must be right? No, it's not. Heard it coming out of Rosie O'Donnell's mouth, must make sense? No, none of these things equate. So, in closing, let's sum this up. Flutes do not equal southern rock. They do not equal rock at all, unless I guess you're Jethro Tull and you like that kind of crap. And two, Heard It in a Love Song, Can't Be Wrong, is frankly just faulty logic, if not faulty towers. That was another edition of the one and only, not just edition, an edition of... I suck. Of the one and the only...
What the hell is that guy singing about anyway?
Yes, yes, and I think on that note, let me look at my notes speaking of here. The only thing we didn't mention, I guess, was that I watched the DVD of Superman 2. The version that has all the Richard Donner cut. And I'll just tell you, if you're a fan of those flicks, go out and buy that DVD. Very, very good, and a complete damn different movie than the original. We might talk about that next time, but as of right now, push the button, Frank. Yes, 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 thus ends episode 2.4 of POV, but don't fret, don't worry, POV will soon return with another fresh, yet angry and dark episode, which I don't know what it's going to be like. Oh, I don't know what the next episode is even going to be about, but there will be another episode of POV. I want to thank you so much for listening, and I don't just say that, this doesn't come out of my mouth. I really thank you for listening, all you tens of listeners. Contact us, drop something in our comments receptacle that is clean and not filthy and fit for the whole family, and we might respond to it, promptly within a week or so. Anyway, David W. Torn saying good night. God bless and ciao for now for the big chair here at POV Central. And if it wasn't for you, it just wouldn't be for me. Thanks for listening to POV. We'll see you next time.